This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. It says there, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles." End of quote. When you hear the word God, what comes to your mind? Some people think God as an unpleasant being who has an ongoing anger issue and waiting to punish you always. The one who has a stick in his hand to beat on your head. Especially if you are brought up in certain religious systems that always feared God, more likely your heart would be filled with fear. Listen, the Bible says God is the Father of compassion. Secondly, He is the God of all comfort. Thirdly, God comforts us in all our troubles. Quite different from your estimation, right? You see, why do we have compassion in us? Why do we comfort others who are in trouble and danger? Why do we love our children and dear ones? Why do we get angry when unfair and wrong things are exposed? You see, we are made in the image of God. Although God's image is tarnished in us due to the original sin and subsequent disobedience and rebelliousness of people, it is not fully eradicated. We still are able to show love, compassion, and comfort. Our today's insight reminds us God, who is revealed in the person and work of Jesus Christ. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. You see, we never understand the love, care, compassion, and comfort of our Father God in heaven until we need those desperately and cry out to Him. The Bible says God is near to the brokenhearted, and listen to the next phrase it says. Not only He is near to the brokenhearted, but it says He saves those who are crushed in spirit. I experienced God's compassion, unconditional love, and comfort when I needed it desperately. Have you? If so, our insight says, praise God for His compassion and comfort you and I experienced in our life. Can we together praise God because His love, compassion, and comfort with which He comforts us in all our troubles? You see, troubles are varied and come back again and again. This is why it says, in all your troubles. In each of it, you are weighed down, and sometimes you get to the point of discouragement and hopelessness. However, remember it says, in all your troubles, God comforts you. David the king would say, in his very heinous sins of adultery and consequent on the resultant murder that he committed, God showed His compassion and comfort when he truly repented of it and called upon the Lord for compassion. It also means when you are despised and mistreated, God's compassion and comforts are on you. When you are in a bed with a sickness, He is closer to you than ever before. When you are financially bankrupt, He is there with you in your poverty. When you go through the valley of the shadow of death, He holds your hand close and tight and leads you to His presence of ever-present joy and gladness. Beloved, you would know God as the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts you in all your troubles, when you connect with His Son, Jesus, as your Savior and Lord. God the Father gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die in your place for your sins, trespasses, and mistakes. Jesus bore your sin on His divine and sinless body, and He became a sacrificial lamb to free you from the judgment of sin and the consequent punishments. When you enter through the gate or the door of His Son, Jesus Christ, who showed the true love by dying and then rising again for your sake. Then you are welcomed into all the compassion and comfort of the loving God in heaven. You see, you become a recipient of all God's love, compassion and comfort all through your life here on this planet Earth. And even after your departure from here. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know Jesus is the door through whom I can receive all of God's endless love, compassion and comfort. And He is the only door to the living God in heaven. I believe Jesus died for my sins, buried and rose again. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Bless me and lead me into all the amazing blessings You have in store for me. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.